News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Many business owners are clearly unhappy about the fact that they will be closed until at least April 5th. A salon owner was arrested yesterday after defying a beauty salon owner after defying rules and opening her doors. And restaurant owner Paul Trevaux joins us now. He says he is giving the government a July deadline and then opening his doors come what may. Paul, first of all, why are you doing this?
Hi, Ciara. How are you?
How are you?
I suppose, look, I have to take a stance, and I've been very vocal. I did a tweet there 2 days ago that's reached over 2 million people. It's gone on every single newspaper. It's gone on to Sky News. It's gone on to some online newspaper in Israel. It's gone on to a few places throughout Europe where I'm saying, listen, we just can't continue keep going with the incompetency of a government whose communication is appalling. The people of Ireland, the government have lost them, and enough is enough. And I'm saying I don't believe in, and look, everyone to their own, but I don't believe that we can open now. I think the community transition is still way too high. I don't think it's safe to open up businesses now. However, I'm giving you 4 months, guys, to get your act in gear here, because particularly in rural Ireland, if we're not open for the 1st of July, and if we don't get to trade for July and August, it doesn't matter if they let us open in October, November or December. There's going to be nobody in Kerry. There's going to be no holiday Irish tourists happening at all then. And we're going to lose anywhere from 60 to 80% of our businesses if we are not open by the 1st of July.
Paul, how far are you prepared to take this? We saw that that woman with the beauty salon was arrested. Are you willing to be arrested? Are you willing to go to jail?
Oh, listen, I put that up on my tweet. I clearly hope it'll go as far as that. I mean, nobody wants to be breaking. And I very much appreciate the lady in the salon who took her stance. And look, because if somebody goes off on a mad rant or whatever, I fully appreciate anybody at the moment, because we're at the end of our tethers. We're continuously listening to ridiculous. Like, I mean, the Taoiseach came out and made a speech to the nation the other day, and there wasn't a single date as to give anybody an ounce of hope. And whatever hope he did give to people was taken away by saying, listen, by the way, there could be a new variant here tomorrow and we'd lose everything.
Well, that,
but we've all...
That's the question. What if things are bad in July? What if the worst case scenario manifests itself and some variant, the Brazilian, the South African or something, lands here, seeds here, multiplies rapidly, and we are still in dire straits from a public health point of view in July? Will you still open then?
Oh, I think he's back.
Paul, did you hear the question?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, did you hear what I asked you? I asked you if things are very bad in July, supposing we're in trouble in July from a public health point of view because of variants or something, will you still open then?
Well, what I have done is I have put it up to the government to say, listen, it's now your turn to turn around and take this on board and do what you need to do, because we've done everything. So obviously, listen, if the variant goes off, we have no idea which way this virus is going to go. However, there's a lot more we can do, particularly our government can do. When I see the opposition politicians going, saying that, listen, our communication is terrible, they're all talking, making reference to my tweet. What I've said, when I'm getting so much support from particularly doctors, nurses, scientists, from professional people all throughout the country saying you are 100% right, that I know I'm right in what I've said. It's now up to the government. There's no point us doing everything here that we're being told to do when airports and ports are left open.
And Paul, what do you say to people who might say you're being irresponsible, that you know, it isn't up to individuals to decide what kind of guidelines should be in place, that we are all in it together, as it were, and that we have to pull together or people will die?
The frightening thing, Ciara, is that I have read the room and understand the mentality of the people in Ireland more than an entire political system. That's what's frightening. I'm not going to get 2 million people looking at my tweet with a 95% overwhelming majority that support what I've said and prepare to turn around and say I'm wrong. I have Vicky Phelan, who's gone through 100 times worse than COVID-19, that's overtaken trial medication in America to keep her alive, tweet, I stand 100% with you and fight with you. When I see comments like this coming in, I know I'm right. I'm not going to be an anti-vaxxer. I don't deny COVID exists. We have lost an immediate loved one in our family to COVID, and my own mother.
No, I can hear your frustration, and I understand what you're saying about your business and going to the wall and all this. I think we've lost Paul, have we?
Yeah,
we have. Look, thank you for that. That was Paul Trevaux there, restaurateur.
Yeah.